is Word of Mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Abby Goldstein, filling in for Virginia Prescott. Today, we're looking at the fading anonymity of sperm donors. We live in an age of sophisticated genetic testing, and the idea of being untrackable is rapidly fading. We're also looking at some of the ways that British school teachers and government officials are using classical music as a way to punish and control unruly youth. As part of NHPR's week-long series on governance, we'll start with a look at how social networking affects the political behavior of younger voters. There's no question that the 2008 election was a game changer in how campaigns use social networking to reach potentially unengaged voters. Millions of people signed up for candidates' Facebook fan pages and circulated articles, blog posts, and editorials to their social networking circles. This would lead us to believe that this activity resulted in greater participation among the key younger demographic who most frequently use social networking sites. But Jody Baumgartner, professor of political science at East Carolina University, found just the opposite to be true. He and his research partner, Jonathan Morris, polled 3,500 young adults across the country to find out just how much online political engagement affects their vote. Jody joins us now to talk about it. Jody, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, Abby. Thank you. Good to be here.
There is a body of research out there about internet use and voter engagement, but what about the connection between social networking and political engagement? Was your study the first that examines this phenomenon?
Yes, it was, I think. Probably just for the simple practical reason that it's such a recent phenomenon, social networking websites.
Mm-hmm. With all the hype around social networking in the 2008 election, was there a higher level of voting among this demographic, the 18 to 24-year-old, as a result?
That's not what we found. Of course, you know, one doesn't have to read our article to find that, although the youth vote was up modestly in 2008. It was only up modestly from 2004. And again, relative to other age cohorts, youth still vote at significantly lower numbers.
So it's interesting. All of this emphasis put on social networking, yet it did not translate into more activity at the polls. Why not? What is it about social networking that doesn't seem to engage the youth vote?
Well, that's a little bit beyond our research question, although I can guess that what we did find was that social network website users, and in particular, I should be clear that we weren't just looking at users. We were looking at users who claimed that they got news and information about the campaign from their social website or social network websites.
Mm-hmm.
So these were already somewhat engaged people, if only by virtue of the fact that they were getting some information. What we found was that they were far more likely to engage in internet-based political activity, meaning maybe contribute a little bit of money online, maybe post something to a blog, maybe post something to their own social networking website, maybe forward a political email.
Mm-hmm.
Internet political participation, which is, a new phenomenon, was definitely influenced in a positive way by social networking websites. More conventional political participation, including voting, didn't seem to be.
Hmm.
So that might have something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting there in front of the computer, and it's just easy to do some of these things.
Right, rather than go to the poll.
Not necessarily so easy to go out and vote.
Right. Well, you know, I think it's interesting in your research, you talk about how, you know, for as broad an opportunity we have with social networking sites, those social networking circles really tend to be a relatively tight circle, and that people mostly interact with like-minded individuals, not really exposing themselves to opposing viewpoints. They're able to filter out things that they might not necessarily agree with. So it really does kind of end up being a bit of a closed loop, right?
That was a part of the article that we didn't explore that much, and we probably will in the future. The fact that, you know, in the broader sense, the internet has been touted as a new vehicle to further democratize the country, bring more people into the process. It's inclusive, and so on and so forth. And what we found was that people, not only are there these closed circles that you referred to, but people tend to filter out the views that they don't like. Mm-hmm. So in terms of adding to democratic discourse or debate, it doesn't seem to do that.
Mm. Social networking sites like Facebook do expose people to political discourse who might not otherwise be exposed. So could you conclude that just by being exposed to news about politics, that people are more engaged than they would be otherwise? Is this a gateway to further engagement?
Well, it's interesting that you use that term, because there's a whole stream of research in communications research that that says not only the internet or social networking websites, but it's based in the entertainment talk shows like late night television, for example, or The Daily Show or The Colbert Report, that say, look, if people get interested as the result of tuning into these programs in order to be entertained, perhaps they will go and find out more about the particular issue or the particular candidates that are being discussed, and in the end become more engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Research is inconclusive about that. It certainly makes intuitive sense, optimistically anyways, but
right,
we're not entirely sure about that yet.
It's because it is so new. Well,
because it's so new, and because it's kind of a difficult question to research, mm-hmm, in terms of holding certain things constant.
Mm-hmm. Well, since you conducted this study, 2008, Facebook has really exploded with huge growth for the older demographics, 45 years and up. How do you think this might affect the younger social networking users? Do you think being exposed to political discussion from perhaps an older set might make them think differently, may become more or less engaged as voters?
Well,
maybe, maybe not.
I simply don't know.
Okay.
I haven't actually thought about it that far. My sense, personally, is that because Facebook is the thing now, in 2 years it won't be.
Mm-hmm.
This younger demographic, which is really what we're focused on, as you know, may have moved on to something that's a little more exclusive to their crowd. Not everybody, necessarily,
mm-hmm,
but... I mean, if you'll recall, Facebook started out as a university student, college and university student venue exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
You needed to have a university email address in order to join.
Right, right. Well, Jody, thank you so much for joining us to talk about your study. Jody Baumgartner is an assistant professor of political science at East Carolina University and the author and editor of several books. We have a link to his research on our blog, wordofmouthradio.org. Still to come, high-tech tools for bird watching and Clockwork Orange Revisited. British officials use classical music to keep badly behaving kids in check. We'll be right back.